Yeah, what a great song. Thanks for choosing that one, guys. It's such a powerful testimony. I don't know if you realize it, but today is Resurrection Sunday. This weekend was Passover. Christ was crucified on the last day of the week of the Passover. And so they had the Sabbath, and so they couldn't do anything. And then first light of Sunday, the first day of the week, Mary is rushing down to the garden tomb to pay her respects to Jesus.
过了一天，一大清早，玛利亚就到她坟墓里头去想。
Grieving, mourning the death of her beloved Jesus.
去哀伤，去纪念主耶稣的死。
And as she comes to the tomb, that huge stone is rolled to the side.
但是当她到墓地的时候呢，整个大石头都滚在旁边了。
And you know the story. You know Peter comes and they see the grave clothes there and no body.
然后你知道彼得来、约翰来，他们都来看那个，包裹布都在那里，但是没有身体了。And
the amazing words of the angel that appeared to them.
并且有天使向他们显现说话。And
he says, "Why are you looking for Jesus here among the dead?
你们来在死人中间找耶稣吗？"
He's alive.
他已经复活了。And
the apostle Paul said, "If Jesus is not alive, then we are to be pitied more than anyone else."
保罗说，如果耶稣没有复活，我们就比世人众人更可怜了。Because
if Jesus is dead, then we are all deluded, and we should just go home.
如果主耶稣没有复活，他只是死去了，我们什么都没有，我们要回家了。But
he's not, friends. He's alive.
不是这样的，乃是主耶稣已经复活了。And
this morning, I don't know if you were up. It was easy to get up for sunrise this morning. It was a daylight saving. So, as the sun was rising over that mountain over there, it was beautiful.
不知道今天早上你有没有看见日出？今天是改了时间，所以我们如一起来看日出。我当我看的时候呢，太阳升起来是多么的漂亮。There was
mist all through the valley.
有很多雾在那个谷中。
And then the sky was getting light and it turned orange.
那个天就是慢慢慢的亮了，就变橙色了。
And then there was this blazing orb as the sun came up over the mountain ridge and the light just shone everywhere.
然后太阳升起来，就山后面升起来，就照耀整个地方了。
What an amazing picture of the risen Son of God shining into our darkness.
主耶稣复活了，升起来就大半照耀，是多么美丽的、美好的、伟大的图画。Praise
God.
我们要赞美神，他活着。
And if you have experienced that reality of Christ in your life, then that should empower you and fill you with such joy.
如果你生命当中经历过主耶稣复活这个大能，这个就充满你，叫你有喜乐，有能力。
And if you're sitting there going, "Hey, what on earth is Jason on about?"
但是如果你坐在那里就说，Jason他讲什么呢？
Then can I suggest to you that maybe you have not met the risen and living Savior?
很可能我就跟你建议说，你根本就没有遇见这个复活的主。And
can I encourage you to keep asking and keep seeking and keep knocking?
我就鼓励你继续的寻求、祈求、叩门
until you can say, "I have also seen Jesus."
然后到一天，你真的能够说，我也看见主耶稣复活的主了。And
this is so important to what we're talking about here today. Because as I said, if Jesus is not living and he's not real, then we can go home. And so we come to our final session here in looking at Paul's letter to Timothy. Before I get into that, thank you for having us this weekend.
在我继续之前，我再次感谢大家，让我们今天在这里。
We have been so blessed to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们跟弟兄姊妹们有交通，我们感觉是何等的蒙福。
And encouraged by your lives and testimony and service to our King.
看见你们的生活，你们对我们的王的服侍，我们很受激励。
And Eliana and Gabe have lots of new friends.
Gabriel, 他们多了很多朋友.
And we've really been blessed by our time with you. So thanks for having us.
我们跟大家一起的时间，我们很受祝福. 我们真的谢谢大家.
Special thanks to the brothers and sisters who so faithfully lead in the English the various ministries and in the church.
特别为着那些弟兄姊妹，他们很忠心的在教会里头服侍，在这个camp里头服侍.
And you are really an example to me of shepherding God's church and His flock. So
你们是对我来讲是很好的榜样，去学习怎样去牧养神的教会，神的群羊.
And special thanks to Brother Jonathan for interpreting for me. I know I'm hard. It's very difficult. So.
特别谢谢我替他翻译，虽然感觉很困难.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告.
Lord, we come to your word once again.
主，我们再次来到你的话面前.
Knowing that we're not coming to a book.
知道我们不是只是来到一本书的面前.
But we're coming to a living God.
那是来到一个活的神.
And we honor you this morning as the one who conquered sin and death.
我们要尊荣你今天早上你已经胜过死亡和罪恶了.
And we thank you that as you build your church, your power is such that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it.
我们感谢你呢，你建造你自己的教会，阴间的权势不能够胜过的。
And so as we consider these serious thoughts, Lord, would you nonetheless remind us of your power and the hope that we have?
主啊，当我们在思想几件事情的时候，叫我们不要忘记你的大能，复活的大能。And
so we pray you'd speak to us, living God.
所以主，我们求你向我们说话。In
Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名,
Amen. Amen. Alright, so this morning we'll start with 2 Timothy chapter 3.
今天早上我们开始来看提摩太后书第三章.
Okay, if you're having trouble finding it, it's right after 2 Timothy chapter 2.
如果你很难找到，其实它就在提摩太后书第二章的后面.
And we're going to go through part of chapter 4 as well.
我们今天也会看到第四章一部分.
Before we get stuck into that though, I need you to help me and just do a little bit of imagination.
当我们进去的之前，我盼大家帮我们一起来有一点想象力。
And I want you to define for yourself your world.
我想你自己现在开始来为自己你自己的世界来做一个定义。
So if I was to ask you, say for example, to explain your world to me,
比方说，如果我叫你把你的世界解释给我听。
Okay, what would that be? So it might be your school, your work, your friends, just somewhere where you kind of spend a lot of time and you find most of your interactions occur.
你的世界是怎样呢？可能你包括你的学校，或者你家庭，或者其他的朋友的。你的世界，你会怎样介绍呢？
All right, everyone, sort of, you got your world figured out?
你自己的世界，你现在就要想。
This is important because I want this passage here to be really relevant to you this morning.
这个思想是很重要的，因为我很盼望这段我们要读的经文跟你是有关联的。
Okay, so we start with chapter 3, verse 1. Paul says, "But Timothy, know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Perilous times. As we go through this passage this morning, I've got three very simple points for you.
我们在看这段经文有三个小点跟大家讲的。
The first is a desperate danger. I'm going to give you a desperate danger. Then I'm going to give you a divine directive. And finally, we're going to have a deathbed dispatch. A desperate danger, a divine directive, and a deathbed dispatch. But first, this desperate danger. In the last days, perilous times will come. You can almost translate that word terrible times. And as you read that, you might be thinking, whoa, well, I'm glad I'm not going to be around in the last days. But in the scripture, there are kind of two senses of the last days.
在圣经讲到末世有两个方面的意思。
One sense of the last days that we have throughout Scripture are the events that will occur like at the very, very, very end.
一个意思，末世就指着在人类历史的时间上里头叫对到最后最后的那一段。
The trumpet will sound, the Lord will descend, that kind of last days.
那个号筒要吹响，主耶稣要来了。
But there's another sense of last days.
但是有另外一个摩斯要指示的意思。
When the Apostle Peter stood up at Pentecost and preached, he took some of the prophecies from the Old Testament and said, this is the end times.
当彼得在五旬节站起来向人说话的时候，他就说现在就是那个末后的日子，末世了。
Christ has come, the Old Testament prophecies of deliverance have been fulfilled, and now this is...The only thing left is Christ's final judgment.
旧约已过了，主耶稣已经成立了新约了，旧事已过，我们现在就开始这个末世了。
And so in that sense, we are right now.
所以现在其实我们是在末世里。
In the last days.
在末世。
And Paul, I think, is telling Timothy, you know, he's not saying, Timothy, these things might happen one day in the future if you're really old. He's saying this is going on...in the world you live in now.
保罗不是跟提摩太说这些事要将来就会发生，不是现在你就经历到这些事了。
And then in verses 2 to 7, he gives a list which is quite frankly horrifying.
从第二节开始讲起到第七节，就讲到一些很可怕、很恐怖的事发生。
I'm going to give you a moment to read this for yourself.
我怕用一些时间让你自己来读这些经节。
And as you read it, I want you to circle or underline any of these things that Paul warned about that you see in your world around you.
当你读的时候，我怕大家发现什么的形容词现象，在你的自己的世界里头，你看见的，你圈起来。
All right, so we're talking about your world, your little world. Just go through that list, verses 2 to 7, and underline anything that you see around you.
就是把那些字眼圈起来了，跟你的世界有关的。
Pretty remarkable that this was written almost 2,000 years ago, isn't it?
这段话这样写真的很特别，很有意思，因为竟然是在2000年前写。
Looking at your list,
你看看你自己圈起来的那个字。
Identify perhaps, we'll just work with two. The two most striking or obvious characteristics that you see in your world around you.
你选择两个最显明的特征在你的世界里头发生的。
Right. And then just compare those with your neighbors. See what they have.
用这两个形容词或者描述跟你的旁边的人来比较。
Right. Two or three, groups of two or three, sorry.
两三个一组。
And just have a quick chat with your neighbor. What did you find? What was interesting about that? What are your observations?
就是什么的字眼呢？描述呢？你的观察是怎样呢？
Did anyone underline all of them?
有没有人把所有的描述都圈起来？
A couple did.
还有两三个。
I don't know how you felt as you read that, but it's a dark list, isn't it?
我不知道你的感觉怎样，当你看，我看的时候，觉得这个是很黑暗的一些描述。
For God's children as lovers of light, when we look at this list, it's ugly.
当作神的儿女，我们是爱光明的，光明的儿女，但是呢，看见这些字眼是很黑暗的。
You might find it discouraging.
你可能觉得很讨厌的，很不好的，很叫你灰心的。
You might even find it scary.
甚至你觉得很可怕。
How on earth am I meant to be strong and unashamed when I live in a world that looks like this?
我怎能够在这个这么肮脏、这么黑暗的世界里头去刚强壮胆、不以为耻？
How on earth am I meant to try to live my life pure and undefiled, strong and unashamed when this contagious gunk is what I live in?
我怎能够在这个这么充满肮脏、污秽、黑暗的世界里头生活，要生活得纯洁、单纯、不受污染，能够刚强壮胆、不以为耻呢？
And the Apostle Paul is warning Timothy that that is the reality for Christians.
保罗就是警告提摩太说，对于基督徒的来说，今天世界这个就是现实了。
Jesus warned his disciples. He said, "I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves."
主耶稣差派门徒说，要差你们去如羊进入狼群当中。
And Paul is saying that there is a seriousness.
保罗在这里讲到一个很严肃的事情。
There is a grave seriousness to your calling as a Christian.
就是对于你被呼召成为基督徒有一个很严肃的事情。
See, we don't have anything to fear.
我们不是有什么东西要惧怕。
Perfect love casts out fear.
因为呢, 完全的爱就能够惧怕, 把惧怕除掉了。
But we must be alert, be aware, because your adversary, the devil, is like a lion roaring around seeking whom he may devour.
我们不需要惧怕，但是我们却需要警醒，因为那恶者呢，就好像那个狮子遍地游行，要寻找吞切的人。
And so the seriousness of our situation should sharpen our focus.
所以这个我们身处的那个处境的严峻，那个严肃性呢，要锐化。 我们的眼光，我们的焦点。
Paul's warning in chapter 3 gives added impetus to his previous comments.
保罗呢，就对一些有一些对他以前一些的评论。
It all of a sudden being a soldier is a lot more serious.
就是说，成为一个精兵就变得很严肃了。
The need to play by God's rules as a diligent athlete now is a lot more important.
这些突发做精兵，或者说一个运动员要守规矩，这些的原则突发，来到这个严峻的光景呢，变得很严肃了。And
if you haven't got the perspective of a farmer who's planning for the long term, for the future, who's investing for eternity, why would you bother?
如果你不是有一个做农夫，有了眼光，你要投资，你的生意有一个长期的目标的时候。 那么对你有什么关系呢？这些经文。
And so we see this list, and I'm amazed at the variance of them.
有几样的事情我们来看。
I mean, you've got kind of big things.
有一些大的事情。
You've got people like, in verse 2, it refers to people as being brutal.
有一些人很凶残的。
Or traitors.
或者是背叛的。
And that's kind of big things, you know, very obvious.
那些很大的、很坏的事情，很明显的。But
then you got people who are, you know, as small as being unthankful.
有一些小事好像说不感恩的。I
haven't studied this. It's an interesting one. In this list, even includes being disobedient to parents.
甚至这一个清单里头包括违背父母的。But
I imagine you could probably sum all of them up in the first warning in verse 2.
可能可以把这些的清单都总结在第一节里头。
As he warns of those who are lovers of themselves.
就是说,那时人要专顾自己。
You can trace most of these things back to a love of self.
把这些的清单黑暗,可怕的事情,都归纳为一个字,就是单顾,专顾自己。
And that is a great danger for all of us.
这是对我们每一个人来讲都是个很大的一个危险。
I'm particularly troubled by verse 5.
我特别是被第五节所叫我有点困扰。
As he speaks of people who have a form of godliness but deny its power.
讲到一些人他有敬虔的外貌却背了敬虔的实意。
Because up till this point, I was thinking Paul was warning me about all the baddies outside there.
好像之前就好像讲到保罗是指到这群人以外的那些坏人。
But now I realize he's saying that some of these people might also be inside here.
读到第五节就发觉原来这些清单也包括坐在这里的人的。
People who have an outward appearance of godliness.
有一些人他们外表上有敬虔
they have some form of religion on display
他们有一些宗教的外貌的活动
and yet they do not have the power of the living God working within them
但是却没有神的大能活在他们生命里头
and Paul says from these kinds of people turn away
保罗说对这帮人你要违背他们
now he's not saying be rude to them
他不是说你要不礼貌的。
He's not saying we've got to, you know, burn them at the stake or anything like that.
或者对他们要很凶暴的，不是这个意思。
In fact, back in chapter 2, you know, he's saying to be kind to everyone. So that, he's not saying we're gonna execute them.
在第二章之前是讲到对人要恩慈的，不是凶暴的。
But he is warning us that there is a danger in being closely associated with such brothers or supposed brothers or sisters.
但是保罗却讲到一个很大的危险，要躲避那些好像是弟兄的人。
And in the next few verses, he appears to be addressing these people, and they seem to be bringing in, or his warning is they can bring in false doctrines to the church.
并且这些人会把一些错误的教导带进教会里头的。
Verse 6, you know, he warns about them creeping into households.
第六节讲到他们偷进人的家里头。
So, you know, calling someone a creep is biblical, I guess. These people creep in.
这些人是偷进别人的家里头。
Making captives of gullible and specifically women, but not just women.
就是农老农无知的妇女讲到女人，其实不单只是讲到女人。
He's saying that this danger is not only outside, but it can also be inside, and we must be alert.
讲到这些危险呢。不单只是在外面，在里头也有。
As you read verse 8, you might never have heard of these two guys, Jannes and Jambres.
第八节讲到，不知道你有没有听过，就是亚尼和杨比。
Because their names don't appear anywhere else in the Bible.
他们的名字没有在圣经其他地方提过。
But he's saying that these people can be like Jannes and Jambres who resisted Moses and they resist the truth.
他讲到这些人就好像亚尼跟杨比，他们抵挡摩西，也抵挡真理。
Well, tradition has it that Jannes, this is Jewish tradition in the Talmud. Sorry, yeah.
就是在犹太人的传统塔摩德这个文件里头呢，他就讲到这个事情。
Jannes and Jambres in the Talmud were the names of two of Pharaoh's magicians who confronted Moses in Pharaoh's court.
在那个塔木德的这个文献里头讲到亚尼和杨比就是法老王这两个术士他们能够行一些奇迹的
You might remember that when Moses went to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go he did miraculous signs from God
你记得当摩西去见法老王的时候他在法老面前行了一些神迹
And you know, one of them you know, he took his rod, his staff, and he threw it down, turned into a snake.
摩西把这个手上的杖放在带在地上，就变成蛇了。
And then Pharaoh's magicians came out, and they did the same trick.
法老的那个术士呢，来到法老面前，也做同样的事。
And they cast down their staffs, and they turned into snakes, and then Moses' snake ate their snakes.
那么他们的杖变成蛇，但是摩西的杖变成蛇的那蛇呢，就吞吃的那熟食的蛇。
But Jannes and Jambres, they were able to replicate the first of the three signs. Sorry, first three of the ten signs.
其实法老那个那两个那些术士能够行摩西那个十个灾的奇迹头三个。
And the warning that Paul gives in verse 9 is saying that these people, it's almost like they have some initial success, and then he says they will progress no further, and their folly will be manifested to all, as Jannes and Jambres was as well.
第九节就讲到这些人呢，刚刚开始好像都是做的别人不能够发掘出来的，都能够做其他真实的人所做的东西，但是慢慢呢就再不能这样抵挡，因为他们的愚昧就在众人面前站站的显露出来。
I think Paul is warning Timothy, saying, you know, there will be people who present very, very credibly.
保罗就是警告提摩太说，有一些人他本来好像叫你看得很好的。
They may even be able to perform some apparently miraculous signs sometimes.
甚至有时候他们那个好像做一些奇迹，好像神迹的奇迹。
And he says, you need to be discerning.
他说你要很小心。
Don't fall for it. Don't get sucked in.
不要被这个这些刚刚开始的表现来吸引。
In due course, they will progress no further. Their folly will be exposed. It will be made manifest all. Everyone will see.
慢慢时候到了，他们的假冒会暴露的。
And so you and I, as faithful soldiers of Christ, we need to be faithful to God's truth.
所以你我要这些对神真理的精兵呢
要
忠心到底。
Not easily persuaded or distracted or convinced of other things.
不要被其他的东西很容易的被分散打他并且欺骗。
And not be perturbed when you see someone else apparently having good success or doing things.You be faithful to what is true, because you know that in due course God will reveal all.
所以你不要被那些很好像很兴奋啊，或者外面很成功的事情来吸引你，并且你要但是你要忠心于神给你的正道。
You see, the greatest answer to these counterfeits is the authenticity of a godly life.
你知道这些虚假最大的保护去辨别呢？就是真实的。
They will be exposed.
这些的虚假会显露出来的。
You live in such a way that you want.
就是你呢，活出真实的时候，这些虚假会。
They'll be shown as fake. You show yourself as real.
当你显出自己是真实的时候，这些假话都显出来。
And so we see this desperate danger that Timothy needs to be mindful of.
所以这些的，好像叫人很绝望的没。盼望的危险呢？保罗叫提摩太一样很小心。
How is he meant to deal with that?
提摩太要怎样去面对这个事情
？Well, not only do we see a desperate danger, we also have a divine directive.
不单止啊，我们有一个好像叫人绝望的危险，我们更有一个从神而来神圣的一个指导。
And Paul says, Timothy, you're not left to figure this out by yourself.
保罗说。提摩太，你不是个人一个人去面对解决你的问题的。
And so verse 10.
所以在第十节，保罗继续。
Timothy, you carefully followed my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, my love, my perseverance, my persecutions, my afflictions.
所以保罗就讲了第十节，但你已经服从了我的教训，秉持主行事，向信心、宽容、爱心、忍耐。
And the word here followed, it kind of means like, you know, like if you followed a football team.
你知道当你跟从，或许说跟从一个足球队的。
You've been observing it.
你就观察你的队伍。
You've been carefully following the progress.
你就观察跟踪这个队伍的表现。
You know how this works. You've studied it.
你就研究来学习，看他们是怎样做的。
And Paul saying, Timothy, look at me. All right, I'm not boasting, but you've seen this.
保罗就说提摩太，你看看我，我不是自夸，但是你看看我。
My teaching, my doctrinal consistency.
我的教训，我的品性，那个教导。
He says you've seen my manner of life. You've observed Timothy, my conduct.
我的志向，我的信心，我的品行。
You've seen that I'm like this athlete. I play by the rules.
你看见我这样做的时候，我是按规矩的。
Timothy, you've seen my purpose.
你看见我的志向。
My aim in life.
我人生的目标。
My motivation.
我的动力。
You know, Timothy, you've seen my long suffering, my love, my perseverance, my persecutions, my afflictions.
提摩太，你看见我的宽容，我的爱心，我的忍耐，我的苦难，忍受苦难。
You've seen that I'm prepared to put my money where my mouth is, if you like.
就好像说我愿意我讲什么呢？
I'm
真实这个意思的。
I'm prepared to suffer like a soldier.
我是愿意做一个精兵来受苦。
I'm not asking you to do anything that I don't do myself.
我不会叫你做一些事情我自己不做的。
And so he's saying, it is possible to deal with this danger.
保罗说是可以去面对这个处境的。
Not only is it possible, it is necessary.
不单只是可以，有可能，并且是必须要面对。
Because in verse 12, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
因为在十二节说，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里金钱度日的，也都要受逼迫。
This is not a theoretical threat.
这不是个理论上的恐吓。
He says it will happen.
他说会发生的。
Some of you might be questioning whether you still want to be here right now.
有些人正在在想啊，我愿不愿意在这个处境里头呢？
And that's why what I said at the beginning is so hugely important.
为着这个原因，最初我所讲的就是这个，为着这个。
Because Jesus is alive.
因为主是活着的。
He's already won this battle.
他已经打赢他的仗势了。
And it's up to us whether we're going to be on the winning team at that final day.
就是在乎我们要站在最后胜利的那边呢，还是站在另外一边。
But between now and then, there are times it's going to be tough.
但从今天我们的处境到那一天胜利的一天，这些日子可能会艰难的。
As we keep reading verse 14, Paul is not telling Timothy to do something new.
保罗不是叫提摩太做一些新的事情。
He's encouraging him to continue doing what he's already been doing.
这十四节叫他，你继续做你本来正在做的事情。
And so there are some of you this weekend who are so faithful to God, you probably put me to shame.
好像在这个周末里头，有一些人，你们的榜样叫我感觉自己很亏欠的，很及不上的。
And the divine directive for you is to continue and do not be weary in doing good.
那个从神而来的指示就叫你继续做，往前走。
But he tells Timothy to continue in the things that he'd learned and been assured of, knowing from whom he'd learned them.
所以保罗劝勉提摩太说，你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里头。你要知道你是跟谁学的。
And that from childhood Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
提摩太，你是从小明白圣经的，这个圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And so Paul turns his attention and says, "Okay, this is how you persist, how you endure."
所以保罗说是这样，通过这样你去坚持、去忍耐。
Consider the scriptures.
思考圣经。
Because all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
因为圣经都是神所默示的，欲教训读者，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
And then verse 17, that, or so that, the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
十七节，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
He's saying, soldier,
他说精兵。
You need to go get your gear.
你要把你的装备带上。
Go to the armory of God's word.
来到神的军装，圣经，神的话做军装。
And in that armory, you will find your weapons.
在这个装备里头，你找到一些武器。
And you'll find your shield.
你找到你的盾牌。
And you'll find your ration packs.
你找到你许多的装备。
And you'll find your maps.
你找到你的地图
and your training manuals,
你的受训的那个指南
and your emergency shortwave radio,
你那个很紧急危急的那个通信的系统
everything you need,
每一件你所需具备的
so you are thoroughly equipped,
现在你就完全装备好了
is right here,
就在这里
in this compact
就是在这一个树里头。
How amazing is that?
多么的奇妙。
See, in the face of desperate danger, we are given a divine directive.
在这个叫人差不多要绝望的一个危险里头，神给我们从神而来的指导。
To stand, yes.
去站住是。
But not by ourselves.
不是凭我们自己。
To stand equipped by God's word.
是站住，但是被神的话来装备的。
To stand enabled by the truths of God's word.
你是靠着主的话给你能力去站住的。
And empowered by the God who gives us His word.
是被神赐给我们圣经的那位神从他而来的这能力。
And then Paul's tone changes.
然后保罗的口气呢，口吻就转一转。
I said on Friday that this is a very personal kind of letter.
我礼拜五讲过，这个是一个很个人的一封信。
And I don't know about you, but I always think of Paul as a pretty strong individual.
我不知道你怎样想，但对我来讲，保罗就是一个很刚强的一个。
Maybe a little bit fiery.
可能有一点有那个有很多力量，很多。情感的
you know, he wasn't scared to confront Peter at the church council in Jerusalem and say, Hey, Peter, what are you doing?
他在耶路撒冷的人面前，是在彼得这个教会领袖面前，他都可以有胆量指出他的错处的。
But he becomes very somber.
但是呢，他也是很谨慎的一个人。
And very intense.
也有时候是很强烈的。
Because the reality is that he doesn't know when he'll see Timothy again.
因为问题是他不知道那个时候再有机会跟提摩太说话。
In fact, he doesn't know if he will see Timothy again.
甚至他不知道有没有机会看提摩太。
When he writes this letter, he's sitting in a jail cell in Rome.
那个时候他写这封信的时候，其实自己在监牢里。
He's either on death row or he's awaiting sentence and expecting a death sentence.
不知道他已经被判死刑，要死了，还是他在等着这个死刑的宣判。
And so he's writing as a dead man.
就是他在临终的，好像临终的床上面要给一个信息。
I imagine when you're in jail, you have a lot of time to think.
我知道，我相信你在监牢里头，你有很多时间去思想。
And this letter has really captured so much of his heart for Timothy.
这一封信就抓住他对提摩太整个的心墙。
As Paul reaches the end of his life and considers what was important and what wasn't important.
当保罗来到人生的终极的时候，他想到一生什么是重要的，什么是不重要的事情。
Maybe considering his own regrets.
甚至想到他有没有一生的遗憾的地方呢
？He doesn't want to see his son Timothy make mistakes.
他不想看见他的属灵的儿子提摩太做有同样的遗憾或者错误。
And so it's significant, I think, that he doesn't write and say, "Hey, Timothy, you know, just man, you really need to buy as many late model vehicles as you can."
所以他不会跟提摩太说，儿子，你要。快快的买一些最新出品的那些手机。
He doesn't write say, Timothy, please, what have you to do? Make sure you complete your bucket list.
不是说你要怎样去完成你那个电脑游戏。
Timothy, you've not lived until you've had a true 3 Michelin star foodie experience.
或者有其他各样的经历。
No.
不是这样。
He says, Timothy, my son, be a soldier.
他说，提摩太啊，做精兵吧。
Timothy, you fight like an honorable athlete.
提摩太，做一个很尊荣的一个运动员吧。
Timothy, work hard like a farmer who knows there's a payday at the end.
提摩太，你要劳力的做农夫，知道你最后能够得赏赐的。
And he utters very sober words now in chapter 4, verse 1.
在第四节一个很严肃的话要讲的。
This is Paul's deathbed dispatch.
这是保罗临终的遗言。
I charge you, Timothy, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
在第一节他说，我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前。
These are strong words.
这是强烈的字。
They're not words you use lightly. You don't say to your wife, I charge you before God, please have my dinner ready on time.
你不会跟你太太说, 我在神面前, 审判的神面前, 审判人的神面前,
no, no.
你要预备晚餐,
what he's saying is, God and Christ are my witness here.
乃是说神和基督是我的见证人。
And in front of them, I'm telling you, I want them to hear what I'm telling you.
在他们面前我现在就跟你说话，我要他们看见我跟你说什么话，做见证人。
Before the one who will judge the living and the dead at his return.
就是在那将来审判活人死人基督耶稣面，他要回来的这个主面前，
He's saying, Timothy, you will have no excuse.
这是说提摩太。 你根本就没有任何的借口。
Christ is my witness that I told you this.
基督是我的见证人，我已经告诉你了。When
Christ comes back, he'll say, "Didn't Paul tell you this?"
当基督来到你们跟前，他回来的时候问你说，保罗已经不是告诉你这个吗？
And this is the charge for you, Timothy.
这个就是要嘱咐你的提摩太。
Preach the word.
牧要传道。
Be ready in season and out of season.
无论得时不得时。
Convince.
要专心的,
rebuke,
要责备人,
exhort with all long suffering and teaching.
要警戒人，要忍受百般的忍耐受苦，去教训帮助人。
He's saying, Timothy, nothing else counts.
他说提摩太，其他东西都不算数的，不重要的。
I don't care if you have an LV toga, Timothy, that doesn't count.
无论你有没有 LV toga, 我不看那些，我看这个。
And you know it now, Timothy.
现在你知道了，你这要什么？
God will hold you to account, Timothy.
因为神要你负责任的。
That I have called you to do this.
因为我已经叫你这样做了。
Now, when he says, tells Timothy to preach, he's not talking about preachers who stand in front of a wooden desk like that.
当保罗叫提摩太，你要牧要传道，保罗意思不是说你站在讲台后面就讲道了。
Right? The word preach simply means tell.
这个传道意思就是说。 讲出来,
proclaim it.
宣告这个道,
and it has a sense of the goal being to persuade.
就好像有个目标, 你要把这个意念讲清楚讲出来的。
Urge others, warn them to accept this truth.
这是要说服人, 要他接受这个信息的。
And Paul's saying, Timothy, you know, it doesn't matter how people respond to you, that's not the point.
保罗说, 无论怎样人的反应, 你不要太,
Verse 3, the time is coming when they will not endure, they won't not even put up with sound doctrine because according to their own desires, they have itching ears, they're going to go pile up teachers who tell them what they want
to hear. 就随从自己的情欲,
and he's saying, so you know, you might not be accepted.
保罗说你可能不被接纳。Don't
worry.
不要介意。
Verse 5, you be watchful in all things.
但是你自己却要谨慎。You
endure afflictions.
凡事谨慎忍受苦难。
You do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry.
做你传道的功夫，尽你的职分。Verse
6 really should start with, as for me.
第六节就说我现在。
He's saying, Timothy, you need to do that because as for me, I am already being poured out like a drink offering.
提摩太，你要做这些，那至于我呢？我已经被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。I
am already dying.
我已经离世了，差不多。And
the time of my departure is at hand.
我离世的时候到了。The
word there for departure, the verb there, it was used for like when a ship was listing anchor.
这个离世用的时候，那个动词就好像一个船，它的锚啊， 要提起来了，抽起来了，从海底。
Or when a company of soldiers were striking camp, they were packing up, they'd finished their campaign, and they were going home.
就是那些军队装备整齐了，要出发了，要回家了。
Paul says, the time of my departure is at hand, I'm out of here.
我保罗现在离世的时候到了。Timothy,
you have to continue doing this because I won't be here anymore.
我打完我的仗了，我不在这里了。 提摩太，现在就是你的时间了。
Someone's got to carry this on, Timothy.
有一些人他需要再接这个棒的。
There's still souls to be won. There's still a fight to be fought.
还有人的灵魂要拯救，要有征战要打的。
I can't do it anymore, so it's up to you.
我不能再做，要临到你。
I have fought a good fight.
我已经打了美好的仗。
I have finished my race.
我已经跑过我的路。
I have kept the faith.
我已经守拿当守的道。
I told you this was very physical kind of language.
我告诉大家这个是很具体的话来的。
And it's interesting to me, he doesn't say, I have won my fight.
保罗没有说我赢了这个仗。
He didn't say I came first in my race.
保罗没有说我在这个竞赛上我就跑赢第一名了。
But he says I'm done.
保罗说却说我已经跑完了。
You see, a life that's truly lived for Christ, I don't think will often be called a winner's life.
一个为做主基督来活的生活。不是用来赢来标志做的。
In fact, often you'll reach the end of a faithful life and the world will look at it and say, what a waste.
因为很多时候你来到你人生的尽头的时候世人都会 说多么的糟糕。
What a fool.
多大的愚笨的人。
Could have done so much, could have been so great and gave it all up for what?
你能够做更伟大的成就事情为什么你会糟糕你的机会。
Because unlike Donald Trump, God does not call us to be witnesses.
神没有像 Donald Trump 这样说，或者说我们要赢的。
He calls us to be faithful.
但神却呼召我们要忠心。
And Paul might not have been the most glamorous person around, but he was a faithful.
但神也没有叫我们要一个很外面很豪华、很有吸引力的人。但是神却要我们做一个忠心的人。
And so he says, I have fought a good fight.
所以保罗说呢，美好的仗我打过了。
I gave it everything I had.
我把我一切所有都给出来了。
I kept swinging until there was nothing left in me.
我一直的跑，一直的跑，一直的跑，没有什么留下
来。So I finished the race, the course that was set for me.
我已经跑完我该跑的路了。
I completed the task that was given to me.
我完成了神给我的工作了。
He's really finishing life with no unfinished business.
他完成他的人生，并没有任何其他没有完成的事情。他该完成。
He's not left wondering. He's like, oh God, what was I meant to talk to her? Oh Lord, what, I didn't get to speak to them yet.
他不会说啊，神啊，我应该跟他讲的以前，但是我没有讲。我应该跟他传福音的，我没有传。
No, it's finished.
他说已经完了。
He says, I have kept the faith.
他说所信的道我已守住了。
And he says, finally.
他说从此以后。
Finally.
从此以后。
Maybe I'm reading too much into this, but there's a sense of excitement perhaps here.
或许我读得很想得很多，但这里有可能有意思说。有一种兴奋，最后了
，finally，
最后了
，after so long，
通过这么长的日子
，after my sufferings，
通过这么长的
，after enduring，
或者忍耐
，after so long of being strong and unashamed by myself here，
我靠着主给我这个刚强壮胆，不以为耻
，finally，
最后了
，there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous Judge, is going to give me。
有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按照公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我。
And he's using this word crown I talked about the other day. This is the same picture, athlete crowning award ceremony.
这里讲到公义的冠冕，这个冠冕的字就好像刚昨天讲到哪个运动员得着冠冕这个。
And he is envisaging a day when there'll be trumpets and angels and glory all around.
他就想到好像看到向往到那个天使都吹着号筒
and Christ himself
而基督他自己呢
with nail-pierced hands,
so 有钉痕的手,
will take this crown and give it to Paul.
然后拿着这个冠冕放在保罗身上。
Sorry, I'm getting emotional, man.
我有点激动了。
The Lord will give to me on that day.
我的主到那天会赐给我的。
And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
不单只给我, 也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Hey Timothy, there's one here for you too, buddy.
Timothy, 我所爱的, 也有一个是要给你的。
And brother Paul, there's one here for you too.
Paul, 也有一个是给你的。
And Jeremy, there's one here for you.
Jeremy, 有一个要给你的。
Jamila, there's a crown of righteousness there for all who love his appearing.
这个公义的冠冕要给那些爱慕主显现的人的都要给他们的。
For all those who are just hanging out, who can't wait for Jesus to get here.
就是给那些他们在等着等着期盼着主耶稣来的人。
And you can have all kinds of ideas about how that'll work and whether there'll be a mark of the beast and a tribulation. That doesn't really matter.
你可能想到主耶稣是怎样来，有什么异象发生的，秩序是怎样。
The reality is Christ is coming.
无论是怎样,真实真相的主必定回来。
He will judge the living and the dead.
他要审判活人跟死人的主。
And for all those who have loved his appearing, there's a crown.
对那些爱慕他显现的人呢,有公义的冠冕给他们。
Because you know, it's possible for us to live and not love his appearing.
如果我们不爱他显现,
I imagine a few of us would be pretty disappointed if Jesus was going to come today. Oh, hold on, Jesus, I didn't get a chance to get married yet.
Oh, 因为我还没有机会去结婚呢。
Jesus, I was about to get the keys to my new house.
Oh, 我还没有把我的屋子装修整齐了。
Oh, Jesus, I've only just finished uni. Oh, no.
Oh, 主耶稣刚刚完成大学毕业，你就来了。
And you know, all these other things that we would really rather see before we saw Jesus. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying your work's not important, your study is not important. They are important.
不要误会我, 我是说你的读书, 你的工作, 那些其他的东西不重要, 不是这个意思。
But no soldier of Christ entangles himself in the affairs of this world.
但是没有一个基督的精兵,
is so held by this world that they have other priorities before Jesus comes.
他们有这么多其他的优先要做要得着的东西，以致他们不没有好好不能跟从主。
And so when we say to be strong and unashamed, we're not saying, "Hey kids, go home tomorrow and just be strong and unashamed."
当我们讲到刚强壮胆不以为，不是说好了，我们今天就回去就刚强壮胆不以为。
We're saying that to be strong and unashamed, you've got to start changing the way you think and the way you look at this life and the way you live it.
但是乃是说，当你要真的去能够刚强壮胆不以为耻，你今天就改变你的世界观、你的思想、你的心态。
And if you start living as one who is looking for and longing for and in anticipation of Christ's return,
如果你是一个期盼着、等候着、盼望主耶稣的再来的时候，
that will empower you to live as a soldier of Christ.
这个就给你力量。 去活出一个精兵的生活,
to endure hardship,
去忍受苦难,
and that will motivate you to bring all of your life under God's ways, to live as an athlete who must play by the rules in order to win.
就给你动力去做一个运动员, 是守规矩的运动员。
And that is the perspective of a farmer, of one who plants for eternity, knowing there is a reward.
就是个劳力的农夫，他的眼光看见人劳苦，有收获，有收成，有赏。
The reality of Christ's return will surpass all others.
主耶稣的再来是超过其他一切你所看见的。
I don't know if this will happen. I don't know if this will happen.
我不知道主耶稣几时回来。
And to be honest, the way I live my life on this current trajectory, it probably wouldn't.
如果我继续过我现在要过的生活，这样往前，很可能我没有得到，不能够得到主耶稣要给我的冠冕，我能够向你求。
I would, my prayer is that when I finish my life, whenever that is,
我的祷告是，当我来到我人生的终结，无论几时，无论在哪里，
that I would be able with an honest and honest heart, be able to say that I have fought a good fight.
我能够很诚实的说，我美好的仗我打过了。
And that I have finished the race that God has set for me.
我已经跑完。
Completed.
主给我要跑的路，完全跑好了。
And that I've been faithful to keep the faith.
我是可以已经守住给我的道。
These things we've talked about this weekend are nothing new. You've heard all this before.
这个周末所讲过的东西你们都听过的，没有什么新的东西。
And so for most, if not all of us, this weekend's not going to be a mountaintop experience where we go home and our lives are completely different.
对很大部分人，或者不是说对全部人来讲，今天都是一个很高昂，在山顶上一个很开心、很兴奋的一个经历。
I mean, if it is that for you, praise God. God bless you. Go for it.
如果你真的是这样经历，我们感谢神，我们赞美主，为你高兴。
But for all of us, it's an opportunity for a course correction.
但是对我们每一个人来讲，其实是个很重要的机会，把我们的路向调教纠正。
As you remember the walk we did up the path.
你记得我们昨天慢慢走的那个 路程吗？
Right, that's not about planning where you're going to be in 50 years. That's not
不是说叫你计划你50年后要做什么，成就什么事情。
It's really an opportunity to reflect and say, what direction am I going?
那是给你一个机会说，思想我现在要朝着什么方向。
I overheard, I think Brother Paul's group, I think he said something like, time amplifies where we are right now. Sorry?
有一些人他好像说他就说
yes,
这个练习啊，这个今天好像把时间来扩大，以致我们能够走到时间的前面来回顾我们的人生。
And so as we come to the end of this weekend in God's word, I just encourage you to reflect on that thought.
所以这个周末完了，我真的盼望你们回去好好的思想我们昨天走过那个路程。
And so, aside from Jason's ridiculous stories and cheesy humor, how does this make any difference to me?
除了 Jason 讲了很多很多其他的话，但是我们所做的、所传讲的信息或者所做的练习，对我有什么影响？
Like real terms, nuts and bolts. 9 a.m. Monday, Tuesday morning, 20 past Tuesday. What difference does this make?
是真实的、具体的，是真真实实，好像说。礼拜一是公众假期，礼拜二是工作的日子。九点钟有什么事情发生
？Don't go away thinking I'm going to change my life.
不要想到、哦、我礼拜二九点钟我就把生命整个改变过来。
Make it specific.
不是这样空泛或者 好像很伟大的，那是很具体很实在的。
I'm going to ask this person to hold me accountable to memorize a verse a week. Great.
我可能就请这个弟兄跟我彼此守望的，守望着我。叫我能够背这一节的圣经，或者每一天做什么事情。
I'm gonna put my Xbox in the rubbish bin. Great.
我就把我的 Xbox 放在一个垃圾桶。
I'm gonna commit to pray for this person every day.
我就决定为这个人祷告，每一天祷告。
Whatever it is, what
无论是怎样什么东西。
What's that one course correction you can make?
无论是什么一个你路程你需要纠正过来的那一方面。
In a minute, we're going to disperse.
很快我们要分散。
And I'll give you ten minutes. Just go away quietly by yourself. Take a walk if you want to.
用十分钟的时间，不用跟人交谈，就自己你找一个安静的地方。
Glance over the scripture or any of the notes, things God's spoken to you.
带着你的圣经笔记本，你就想想主借着他的话向你说了什么。
And ask God how you can be obedient to Him.
问神。你可以今天先学习顺服他。
After that, if you want to, there'll be you can grab a snack in the room or grab a drink, grab a cup of coffee.
这个十分钟以后，你愿意的，你可以到后面餐厅那里有茶点。
And then by 11:05, we'll gather in our small discussion groups.
在11:05就到你的小组的那里。
And we'll continue. We'll reflect together.
在那里，我们有分组的一起来思想、来交通。
10:05. Let me pray then.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord God.
感谢主，我的神。
Thank you that you have already written the last chapter of history.
我们感谢你已经在 历史上真的复活了。
We thank you that the resurrection of Christ means the power of God for Christ's return.
我们求主说你回来的那个大能。
And as we think of that great and awesome day, Lord, our hearts are mixed.
当我们想到你回来那个伟大，我们的心就很多不同的感觉思想。
Some of us look back for that day with longing and anticipation.
有一些人他对你的回来是期盼着的，等候着的。
For some of us, though, the love of this world has its grip on us.
但对于其他一些人，世界的贪爱世界的心，这抓住我们了。
And many of us are in between.
有很多人都是在两个中间。
Holy Spirit, would you convict us?
圣灵，我们求你光照我们。
As we reflect on your word, would you burn its truths deep into our hearts? And would you show each one of us how you would have us respond?
你是教导我们,
and so I pray in Christ's name.
我们奉主的基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please go quietly.
请大家安安静静地自己去默想。